Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get you set for some holiday tournament girls basketball action tonight from Bainbridge-Guilford High School here in Bainbridge. Glad to have you along here tonight. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara is the great place for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And we come to you live, as I said, from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament here. It's a girls' tournament, and tonight, in a first-round matchup, we have BG hosting Windsor. In the other game, in the varsity bracket here this afternoon, Whitney Point defeated Marathon. So the championship game and consolation games for the varsity will be on Monday night, if you're circling that on the calendar. Whitney Point punches their ticket, and they will face the winner of Bainbridge-Guilford and Windsor here in the nightcap between the Bobcats and the Lady Black Knights. So it should be a great battle. BG with some high expectations in the MAC this year, and really excited to see them for the first time this season here on CDO. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this matchup down for you. I'm Nate Lowe. We're coming to you live from BG High School, the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament here tonight. The BG Lady Bobcats taking on Windsor. You're listening to live high school basketball on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Holiday Hoops here tonight on CDO. Nate Lull with you. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. It's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop by, see Cork and the staff for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer here. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So this is the tournament here today, 37th annual Kozalski Tournament from BG High School. And in the earlier girls' varsity game, it was Whitney Point defeating Marathon, so they punched their tickets to the championship matchup, which will be held on Monday. Kind of a little bit of a different format here. All the games were here on Saturday, the 27th, and everything else will be held on Monday, the 29th. The kids still off from school, so it works out perfectly. Maybe not for those of us in the working world, perhaps, but in terms of getting the kids here and having the tournament, works out perfectly for that. The varsity consolation game, it will be at 3:45, and the loser of this game here tonight will take on Marathon, and it's 8 p.m. for the varsity championship, and Whitney Point awaits the winner of this contest. The BG Lady Bobcats did win the JV first-round game, so they will be playing at 6 p.m. That's the JV championship on Monday, the 29th. So remember that that's on Monday and not tomorrow, so you don't show up to the school here. You won't find anybody here until Monday night. Let's quickly look at what BG brings to the table. They are a team that plays pretty much all year round with head coach Bob Conway, a lot of AAU, and they play as a team, which is rare to be able to get everybody to commit to that. A lot of local schools will have one or two, maybe three players that play AAU and summer league basketball, but it's hard to get the whole team to do it. You know, kids are out playing other sports, soccer, etc., but BG has really made the commitment, played down in Binghamton quite a bit with head coach Bob Conway this summer, and that looks to pay some dividends, and so far in the early season, they have looked strong, especially in MAC league play. So they are looking to repeat here as the tournament champions. They won last year in 2013. They'll look to do it here again, and they're looking for a strong season in the MAC. They're led by the two sisters, Taylor and Megan Palmatier. One's a senior, one's a freshman. So at opposite ends of the scale there, but certainly two very good players. Megan Palmatier, 5'7", wearing number 25 here tonight, just a freshman. Taylor Palmatier, 5'6". She's a senior wearing number 33 here tonight. Taylor averaging 10.6 points per game. Megan averaging 10.2 points per game. And those are the only two players for BG that average double figures, but they get a lot of quality scoring from other players around as well, such as Rebecca Reyes and several other players like Morgan Bullis, who can step up and get the job done. So they have a lot of players who are going to average 6-8 points a game, and that's really hard to stop. You can't just key on one player if you're a defense trying to shut down the Lady Bobcats. Let's recap how they have started their season here. All the way back on December 2nd, now they beat Chenango Valley. A nice non-conference win, 50-34. A big fourth quarter there on a 15-5 run. They were able to seal that up. Then they went up to the Sherburne-Earlville tournament. Had a little bit of bad luck there, running into Vernon Verona-Sherrill, a Class B school, losing in the first round, but coming up with a big win over Unadilla Valley in the consolation tournament there of the Sherburne-Earlville tourney, 51-31. So you're beating a team in your league early in the season, and that was certainly huge. They did have a setback on December 17th, 50-46 right here at BG, losing to Delhi. And the Bulldogs are certainly a tough team this year. They're state-ranked in Class D. That could be a great MAC playoff matchup down the road, BG and Delhi. Certainly one to look out for if you're a fan of girls' MAC basketball. And then on the 19th, right before they headed for Christmas break, they defeated Afton 60-31, got off to a really good start, and that seems to be the signature of this BG girls team this year, getting off to fast starts and also putting games away in the fourth quarter. They ended that first quarter against Afton up 16-8, really put some nice distance between them and the Crimson Knights, and that was the difference in that game. So they come in with an overall record of 3-2, 1-1 in the MAC. That's the BG Lady Bobcats. On the other side, at Windsor, of course, they play in the very competitive Stack Conference. We do know that they have one common opponent. As we know, BG will play Harpersville later in the year. We've seen Harpersville early this year on CDO, and Harpersville did defeat Windsor 44-40 back in early December. Of course, teams change week to week here in terms of putting it all together, but we know Harpersville is a quality team, able to get a nice win there over Windsor early in the season. So Windsor certainly with a good girls team that will compete here this weekend, and it should be a great one here between BG and Windsor. On the other side, if you're a Sydney fan, the Windsor boys team is playing Sydney in the first round of the Stop DWI tournament down in Binghamton at the arena on Monday. That's the 29th at 7:30. So if you're a fan locally of MAC basketball, you could check out Windsor here tonight against BG. You can also see the Windsor boys, who I've heard are off to a good start this season against Sydney. That's, again, in the first round of the Stop DWI tournament in Binghamton at the arena on Monday, the 29th at 7:30. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with tip-off. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us for this holiday basketball tournament live from BG High School tonight, the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament. Great tradition here in BG. Let's quickly run through the starting lineups for Windsor. Starting off with number two, a sophomore, Haley Balachik. Also a sophomore, number three, Cassie Hastings. A junior, number 11, Abby White. A sophomore, number 15, Brittany Kay. And a senior, the lone senior in the starting lineup, number 21, Emily Sisson. Now, when you look at Windsor, they have a lot more girls on the roster, but only six girls are dressed here tonight for this contest. So that is certainly going to play into the favor of the Bobcats, who have a deep bench and certainly can use those numbers to their advantage here tonight. Let's quickly run through the starting lineups for Bainbridge Guilford. A senior wearing number 14, Morgan Bullis. A senior wearing number 15 is Katie Barber. A sophomore wearing number 22, Rebecca Reyes. She is a deadly shooter from downtown. We'll have to keep an eye on her tonight, folks. A freshman, as we spoke about in the pregame, Megan Palmatier wearing number 25. And Taylor Palmatier, a senior wearing number 33. Bob Conway, longtime local coach, again at the helm here for BG this season. Windsor is in the road black uniforms with the gold and the white trim. It says Windsor in white and gold lettering across the front of the uniforms there. BG in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. It says Bobcats in that navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Windsor will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off, and BG will go right to left. And we'll see who comes out for the tip. It will be Morgan Bullis here for BG. She'll step in against Brittany Kay. Just a sophomore. Three sophomores in this starting lineup for Windsor. And Bullis will win the tip quickly to Rebecca Reyes. BG starts off going right to left. And it looks like Windsor will come out in that 2-3 zone. A short shot for BG off the mark. Windsor will rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds. And the ball will go to the Black Knights. Windsor will start. And they'll have to deal with a quick press here. A 2-2-1 press. Lady Bobcats coming out, looking to apply some early pressure. Windsor gets it in, and Lady Bobcats looking to go for that little trap on the far side. It works as it's knocked out of bounds and off the hands there of Emily Sisson of Windsor, and the ball goes right back here to BG. So we're 20 seconds in. We're scoreless between BG and Windsor. Again, the 2-3 zone for the Black Knights of Windsor, and it will be the Palmatier sisters on each wing here for the Bobcats. Reyes will work it over to the left side. Shot up here for BG off the mark. there from Taylor Palmateer. Ball out of play and back to Windsor. So BG missing their first two shots of the contest, looking to kind of feel out this 2-3 zone here that the Windsor Black Knights are going to throw at them this evening. Again, that 2-2-1 press comes out for the Bobcats. Windsor easily breaks it, gets into the front court, going left to right. Now dribbling forward is Haley Balachik. As again, BG will come in for a 2-3 zone as well. Very active, though. Rebecca Reyes, just a sophomore, getting her hands on two passes so far, tipping them away. And now Windsor will throw it out of bounds in possession right back here to Bainbridge-Guilford. So some very active play there by Rebecca Reyes, who we saw come up and play some as a freshman last year for head coach Bob Conway and make some big shots. And she looks to be very comfortable in that 2-3 zone on defense, also running the point here for the Lady Bobcats as they go right to left. 6:50 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless. BG with the ball, they work it to the left corner. Pass in down low for Morgan Bullis off her hands. Windsor will come away, and down the left wing they come with Emily Sisson. Drives, a little short shot off the rim. Rebound comes to BG. And pulling it down off the glass was Megan Palmateer. Ahead for Rebecca Reyes. Thought about a three ball, instead passes to the left side as BG goes right to left. Back up to Reyes, working that shot clock as it comes down to 15. Back to Palmateer, left side. Shot is up and good. Taylor Palmateer, the 5'6 senior, scores the first 2 points of the night here for BG, and they lead 2-0 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. BG again very active, going for the trap, and will have a jump ball, and possession will stay with Windsor after BG won the opening tap with Morgan Bullis. 6:07 to go, first quarter. BG on top of Windsor here, the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament from BG High School. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO, or wherever you might be, listening online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And a shot here by Windsor is an air ball and quickly rebounded by the Lady Bobcats, and Megan Palmateer pulls it down. Ahead for Morgan Bullis, drives to the cup, shot is up, off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds and will go back to Windsor. I think Bullis there was looking for some contact and was hoping to draw the foul. Shot was off the mark and out of bounds. With 5:45 to go, first quarter, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of visiting Windsor, 2-0. Windsor out of the stack conference, gets it across half court, almost a backcourt violation there. They get it down the right wing. Long shot there is up and good. It will be a two-pointer from the right wing just inside the line for Emily Sisson. And we have a 2-2 game with 5:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Rebecca Reyes. They leave her open, top of the key for three. Shot off the mark. Windsor with the rebound. Nicely pulled in there by Abby White. And White will take it herself up the floor. And now pass off here to Haley Balachik. Balachik working against this 2-3 zone here of BG. They get it back door. Nice pass there, but it goes off the mark to the left side for Windsor. They go left to right, back around the top of the key. Now into the paint, right wing. Shot up off the glass. No good, and Cassie Hastings is fouled. And she'll go to the line for the first try tonight here for the Windsor girls. 4:56 to go, first quarter. Looks like the foul there will be on Palmateer, Taylor Palmateer of BG, her first, team's first. And Hastings will step to the line here for Windsor. First shot is up and good, and that gives the Black Knights their first lead here of the evening. They now lead 3-2 over BG, first round of the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament here at BG High School. 4:56 to go, first quarter. Second shot is up and good, but a violation on the shooter that will take away the basket, so it will remain 3-2. Windsor on top of BG, and the Lady Bobcats looking to get things started here on offense. And Rebecca Reyes comes across half court and to the far side for Palmateer. Megan Palmateer back for Reyes. The Palmateer in that right corner. Skip pass across the zone, and now back up top to Reyes. And again to Taylor Palmateer. Shot there is off the back iron. No good. Windsor with a rebound. And they come back the other way. Emily Sisson with her second rebound of the night there for Windsor. Dishes off. Balachik with a shot off the mark. Pulled down again by the Lady Black Knights. And we'll have a jump ball as Bullis was tied up there with Hastings. And possession will go back to the Lady Bobcats. So both teams, it looks like a feeling out process here so far between BG and Windsor. Windsor on top, 3-2. The winner will take on Whitney Point in the tournament final on Monday night. BG going right to left. They'll get it in against this 2-3 zone for Palmateer in the corner. Shot is up off the front rim, no good. Comes back out to Rebecca Reyes. That shot there by Taylor Palmateer. Now to Megan Palmateer outside the three-point line on that right side. Back to Reyes. It's a little give and go. They work at high post for Bullis. Down and low off the glass. Up and good. Katie Barber gets the pass from Morgan Bullis. And BG scores their second field goal of the night. They lead 4-3 with 3:50 to go first quarter. Now the ball quickly on the floor, and we'll have a foul on the play. This will be on Windsor, their first team foul. That one will go against Haley Balachick. So 3:49 to go first quarter. BG with a 4-3 lead over visiting Windsor. First round of this holiday tournament as BG brings it into the front court against the 2-3 zone of Windsor. Here's Reyes, top of the key. Far side for Megan Palmatier. Works at high post for Bullis. She's in the paint. Kicks it back out top of the key for Reyes. Far side for Palmatier. Skip pass to Taylor Palmatier. Bounce pass inside again looking for Barber. Up and good. And Katie Barber now has 4 points to lead BG. They lead 6-3. And that was off two very good passes from Taylor Palmatier. BG again going for the trap right along the sideline in front of the scorer's table at half court. Again, we'll have the jump ball. Possession this time will stay with Windsor. 3:17 to go, first quarter. And BG with a 3-point lead, 6-3. Windsor with the inbounds. They go left to right. Top of the key. And they'll work it inside here. Abby White down and low for Cassie Hastings off of the leg of Morgan Bullis. Possession will stay with Windsor. Windsor looking to inbounds directly underneath the basket here. Pass to the far side is up off the glass. This one no good for Hastings. Gets her own rebound, but it pops free. Ball is loose on the floor. And now into the backcourt, but they're going to get Rebecca Reyes here for a foul as Reyes got tied up with Emily Sisson of Windsor as they were going for the loose ball. First foul of the night on Rebecca Reyes of Bainbridge-Guilford. 2:59 to go, first quarter. BG leads visiting Windsor 6-3. Windsor gets the ball into Balachick, drives baseline right side and is fouled by Barber as she tried to go up for the right-handed layup. And Balachick will step to the line here. So three sophomores are in the starting lineup here for Windsor. They're only playing with six girls tonight, and it looks like Amina Muhammad is also taking off her warm-up. She's the lone sub on the bench as the first shot there from Balachick is no good. So it looks like Muhammad will come into the game here in just a couple of minutes. Now checking into the game here is Marissa Thornton for Bainbridge-Guilford. Second shot is up and no good for Windsor from the foul line with Balachick, but she gets her own rebound, tracked it all the way down in the left corner, drives to the hoop, and is fouled again. And this one could be on Morgan Bullis, which could give her two quick fouls in this first quarter. And we'll see if head coach Bob Conway is going to pull her out. Actually, only the first foul on Bullis, as they did change the other foul to Barber. And Windsor struggling here from the foul line as again Balachick steps up and can't hit the first one. She's 0 for 3 from the line. Second shot is up, and this one off the mark too. So 0 for 4 from the line there from Balachick, and she is very frustrated. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Windsor 6-3. Holiday basketball here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us tonight. Into the left corner is Morgan Bullis as BG goes right to left. Here's Reyes with a long three. Tried to bank it in. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there, and finally coming away. Here are the Windsor Lady Knights. And a kiss off the glass here is no good for Abby White. Rebounded by Morgan Bullis. And again, another chance on offense here for BG. Bullis with another defensive rebound. Top of the key, Palmatier will pull it down in. Now Taylor Palmatier gets it back, sits at the three-point line, gets it in to Megan Palmatier, back out for Taylor. Shot there is short. She can't seem to buy a bucket here in this first quarter. Windsor is off to the races here on the fast break. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Rebecca Reyes, who hustled back on defense, and the ball will stay with Windsor possession. So Muhammad will check in now. As coming out of the contest here for Windsor is Brittany Kay, and Amina Muhammad will step in. 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass is stolen away. Nice job by Taylor Palmatier of BG, and the Lady Bobcats lead 6-3 with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Bobcats have started the first quarter very strong this season as they come with a record of 3-2, and they have traditionally put up 16, 17 points in the first quarter. This will help add to that total. as they get it inside, and Megan Palmatier puts it up and in for her first 2 points, but tonight only 8 points in this first quarter with a minute 20 to go. They do lead 8-3. Some good defense by the Lady Bobcats in the meantime. Ball out of bounds. Possession will stay with Windsor. They will inbound it next to the scorer's table and just to the left of the BG bench here. So 1:17 to go, first quarter. It's 8-3. Windsor gets the ball in, but it's immediately tied up here by Taylor Palmatier. And we'll have a whistle. That'll be another jump ball. Possession will go back to BG. Boy, we've seen five jump balls here in the first quarter. So 1:10 to go. And BG will bring it down as they go right to left. Running the point now with Reyes on the bench. Long three ball is off the mark here for Thornton of BG. And the ball goes out of play and we'll come back in with Windsor. So 1 minute to go, first quarter. It's 8-3. BG on top of visiting Windsor. Checking into the ball game now is Abby Selfridge, as Bob Conway not afraid to use his bench and maybe play that into the contest here tonight, as Windsor, as we said, only has six players dressed for tonight's game. Windsor with a short shot off the mark, and Morgan Bullis will pull down the rebound. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. BG on top, 8-3. Top of the key. Thornton gets it down low for Palmatier, and she'll pass one up and in and scores it to make it 10-3 with 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Megan Palmatier now with 4 points to help lead BG. Shot is off the mark and no good. Morgan Bullis, another defensive rebound. 20 seconds to go, first quarter, and Bullis will run the ball down the floor to the left wing. Nice little crossover into the left corner. Kicks it back out now for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge for Thornton. And now for Morgan Bullis in the left corner. Works it down and low to the paint. We'll have a foul on Windsor with 9.4 to go in the first quarter, as they got it into the high post area for Megan Palmatier, and she's fouled. And Palmatier in the early part of the first quarter was just kind of hanging out by the three-point line. Now has had more success as she's flashed into the high post. So BG gets it in here. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Taylor Palmatier back up top. We'll see if she can get the shot off. BG not with much clock awareness here, and they can't get the shot off before the end of the first quarter. And it's 10-3 after one here from the 37th Annual Kozalski Tournament. 4 points for Katie Barber, 4 points for Megan Palmatier to lead the Lady Bobcats. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO. Joe Gardner back in our Sydney studios. Second quarter about to begin from BG High School. It's 10-3. Lady Bobcats on top of Windsor here in the first round of the 37th Annual Kozalski Tournament. Winner will get Whitney Point on Monday night in the championship contest. And that game will be played, as I said, on Monday the 29th at 8 p.m. The varsity consolation will be at 3:45 on Monday afternoon. So second quarter about to start. Windsor still going left to right in the road black uniforms with the white and the gold trim. BG in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Says Bobcats across the front of the uniform there. So some good defense, only giving up 3 points in the first quarter here for the Lady Bobcats as we get underway in the second quarter. And some good man-to-man defense now here for BG. Frustrating for Windsor as they get the ball inside. This is a good opportunity, though. Up and good. Nice shot there by Brittany Kay, and she puts it in, and that cuts it to a 5-point lead. It's 10-5, 7.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Windsor sticks with the 2-3 zone. And BG looks to work it around here, take their time on the shot clock as it ticks down to 15. Here's Morgan Bullis, skip pass across the zone for Taylor Palmateer. Now for Bullis, she's out in 3-point line. Again, another skip pass into the far corner, looking for Thornton. Back to Bullis, she's in the paint. Short jumper is off the mark. She gets it back with a fresh shot clock, goes up. This shot no good. Windsor pulls down the rebound and an outlet pass to the near side. Abby White will come forward, and now for Haley Balachick. Balachick will look to set up shop here for Windsor as they try to cycle through the offense for head coach Samantha Driscoll. And they'll get the ball into the paint again, looking for Abby White, the hot hand who just scored that last layup. She's fouled on the entry pass, and this will be a foul on Megan Palmateer, the freshman, starting tonight here for BG, averaging just over 10 points a game. Picks up her first foul. So that's 16 fouls on BG and just two on Windsor. With 6:40 to go, second quarter, BG ahead 10-5. Into the right corner. Now a shot for Windsor off the mark, and they get the roll. No, they won't. Rebound is picked up, though, by the Black Knights. Shot from the far corner, up and good for Emily Sisson. She now has 4 points to lead Windsor, and they've cut it to a 3-point ball game. 10-7, BG on top of Windsor. 6:20 to go, second quarter. And to the left side for Taylor Palmateer, outside the 3-point arc. Back for Thornton, and again, stepping in. Shot up and no good. Morgan Bullis pulls down the loose change. Her layup is no good, and now a foul here on BG as Bullis cleaned up the miss there from Taylor Palmateer, and her right-handed layup just would not go. And on the second rebound off the Bullis miss, Abigail Selfridge picks up a foul, and so now the 1-1 here for Windsor, and this could play into their hands. They've had some poor foul shooting to start the contest, but this would certainly help them crawl their way back in. 6:07 to go, second quarter. Stepping to the line for the first time tonight here is Amina Muhammad. Her shot is off the mark and no good, and Windsor continues to struggle from the charity stripe. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. It's a 3-point lead for BG, first round of the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament. This will help. They work it down in low, up and good for Megan Palmateer. She now has 6, a nice feed from the outside. And Marissa Thornton there, good bounce pass, finding the cutter there, Megan Palmateer. Then to the left side, Windsor works it. 3-point shot here is no good, an air ball. Both teams hustling for the rebound. Bullis got a piece of it. Foot was on the line, though, so possession will stay with Windsor. 5:36 to go, second quarter, and it's 12-7, BG on top of Windsor here. Girls action tonight on CDO. And to the left side as the Black Knights go left to right and top of the key. Another long shot here from Sisson, and she drains it from downtown. Big shot there for Windsor, and they cut it to a 2-point game, 12-10, with 5:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Palmateer. Works it down into the high post for BG as they go right to left. They work it back outside of the 3-point arc, and this 2-3 zone has gotten a little more active, and they'll steal here for Windsor. Coming down the right wing. Here's White trying to go all the way to the cup here, is off the mark. BG pulls it down with Bullis, and then a foul on the play there by Haley Balachick. 4:58 to go, second quarter. BG holding on to this 2-point lead. They had a 7-point lead to start the second quarter, but Windsor has gone on a little bit of a run here, excuse me, over the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. 4:50 to go before the half. They work it down inside for Bullis, trying to use her size advantage. Shot is off the mark. Windsor picks it up back the other way as they go left to right. Down the right wing here for Abby White. She has 3 points tonight. White outside the 3-point line. Thought about a deep three there. Instead pulls it down as they continue to work it around. BG back to the 2-3 zone. Active hands and Morgan Bullis with a steal. Bullis across half court and into the offensive end of the floor here for BG as they'll pull it out with 20 to go on the shot clock. 4:15 to go, second quarter. 2-point lead for BG, 12-10. They get it into the paint. Here's Palmateer working it down in low for Bullis. She's at the right. Block shot is up. Rolls out. Rebound is no good as well. Pulled down again by BG, and they missed the layup again. Both Palmateers missed it on that possession. Windsor back the other way. And here is Muhammad, and she'll take a charge. Muhammad brought it down the floor, and it was going too fast. Ran right into Marissa Thornton, who falls back and accepts the charge there for BG. And now BG will put some subs in as Katie Barber will come back into the game, one of the starting five, back in for head coach Bob Conway for BG. So 3:57 to go, second quarter. It's 12-10. Windsor wants to take a timeout to talk things over. They've clawed their way back into this game after trailing by seven. Now it's a two-point ball game. 3:57 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:57 to go, second quarter. 37th annual Kozalski Tournament down in Bainbridge, Guilford. And the BG Lady Bobcats lead the Windsor Lady Black Knights 12-10. Great ball game here tonight so far on CDO. BG opened up a 7-point lead. They were up 10-3 after the first quarter. But Windsor with a nice little run thanks to Emily Sisson and also to Abby White. They crawled back into this game, and it took a timeout there because, you know, really both teams have missed some easy shots and some shots from the foul line. I think both coaches a little frustrated, and it was just Windsor and head coach Samantha Driscoll wanting to take that timeout first to talk things over. And they wanted that full timeout. And you can see both coaches very animated here in their huddles. Back underway, BG in the home whites tonight with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. They're going right to left with 3:45 to go, second quarter. 12-10 the score, BG on top, trying to add to this lead. They work it to the far side, and this won't help as Taylor Palmateer has it bounce off of her hands. Just an honest mistake there, off the fingertips, and possession back to Windsor. 3:40 to go before the half. Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Into the left corner, and we'll have a turnover on Windsor, as that was Emily Sisson with the travel, and possession right back to BG. Windsor has certainly given BG the chances to pull away early in this contest, but BG has done a nice job on the glass, but they've been missing those putback opportunities underneath. If they can continue to get those and get those second or third opportunities, they could certainly open this lead up a little bit. Palmateer, left side, shot is no good off the front of the rim there for Taylor Palmateer. Windsor pulls down off the glass, back the other way for Sisson. Stops, pops, this one off the back rim. And again, rebounded by Palmateer, outlet pass, and BG looking to run a little bit. Abby Selfridge, passing for Thornton. Near side for Palmateer, thought about the 20-footer, pulls it back. Just a little give and go here with Selfridge. And now for Marissa Thornton to the high post for Megan Palmateer. Back out, long three ball here for BG. Up and good. They'll say the foot was on the line, though, for Marissa Thornton. Her first 2 points of the night. And that helps BG to a 14-10 lead with 2:40 to go, second quarter. Windsor moving it forward. They break the kind of quarter-court press, I would call it, as BG backs off, but they'll quickly steal it away. Nice job by Katie Barber, fresh back into the game for BG. They lead by four, 2:25 to go before the half. Left corner, Palmateer. Turnaround for Megan Palmateer. Rattles in and out. That went around the whole rim before coming out, and Windsor cleans the Windex there and brings it back down. Cleaning the glass, I should say. 2:10 to go, second quarter. 14-10, BG on top. And into the right corner as Windsor goes left to right. Bounce pass into the lane. Muhammad with a shot here, and she is fouled. Misses the layup, but will go to the line for the second time tonight. And Amina Muhammad, the junior, good position there. Was posted up, made a nice move, and was fouled by Abby Selfridge. So 2:01 to go, second quarter. It's 14-10. Windsor stepping to the line here. Girls action at the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament. Steps in, and the first shot is up and good. First made foul shot of the night here for Windsor as a team. And Amina Muhammad gets that one to go. It's 14-11 now. Trying to cut this back to a two-point ball game. Muhammad's shot is up off the front rim. No good. Pulled down by Barber of BG. Lady Bobcats with possession as they go right to left. 1:55 to go, second quarter. And here is Taylor Palmateer. Works it back up and to the far side now for Selfridge. Just outside the three-point line. Works it into the paint. Shot for BG. Up, no good. Rebound again for Windsor. As they have done a nice job on the glass. Here's Abby White with a minute 35 to go before the half. Tries a running layup. Up off the mark. No good. White visibly frustrated with herself. But it glances off of Barber out of bounds. And Windsor will hold on to possession. And BG just looks frustrated here in the early going as they cannot get their shots to fall. 1:34 to go, second quarter. It's 14-11. Inbounds pass for Windsor, up off the glass, and good. Nice design to play there, and Brittany Kay finds the bottom of the tin. She now has 4 points, and it's a one-point ball game. BG leads 14-13 with a minute 20 to go, second quarter. Shot for BG, left corner, up and good. Fresh into the game is Darcy McGilligott, and she hits her first shot, a jumper from the left corner, and that makes it 16-13 with 1:10 to go before the half. Windsor going left to right, coming up against that quarter-court pressure. And here's Sisson. Sisson holding on, and she will travel with it as some good pressure there from Taylor Palmateer as well as McGilligott, and that forces the turnover. So 1 minute to go before the half, 16-13 the score, and BG will inbounds the ball. Looking for a little space and a little breathing room here at the halftime break. BG going right to left. Left corner here for Palmateer. And to the far side now for McGilligott. Works it down low for Megan Palmateer. To Taylor Palmateer. Her shot is partially blocked as she went up for the right-handed layup. Windsor comes down with the loose ball. 40 seconds to go before the half. Top of the key here for Windsor. Abby White to the outside for Cassie Hastings. Hastings back to the basket now with 30 seconds to go. She's at the right elbow. Passes off. Dribble drive for Windsor and a foul as that was, Abby White dribbling her way to the hoop and then dishing off to Brittany Kay. And Kay with 4 points is fouled. Can't make the layup, but she'll head to the charity stripe. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Kay trying to cut into this lead. First shot is up and no good, and the poor foul shooting continues to haunt Windsor here so far in the first half. Folks, they make all their free throws. They're easily ahead in this game by two or three. Second shot up and no good for Windsor. Rebound comes right down off of two players' hands. Zebra Cruz says it will go to BG. So 23 seconds to go, second quarter. 16-13 lead for the Lady Bobcats. A tight one here in the final game of the afternoon. Whitney Point defeated Marathon in the first game in the varsity girls bracket. So the winner of this contest will get Whitney Point on Monday night. 15 seconds left, second quarter. BG playing for the last shot as they go right to left. Here's Palmateer, left corner. Far side now. McGilligott with a deep three. This one off the back rim. BG with the rebound. Barber with a shot. No good. Windsor comes away with it, but time will expire, and that will do it for the first quarter. BG goes into the half leading 16-13. So a three-point lead for BG over Windsor. And it's going to be a tight second half here. Both teams struggling shooting a little bit, but that should be a very exciting game as both teams head to the dressing room to chat about things and talk things over. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So again, the halftime score here between BG and Windsor girls basketball at the 37th Annual Kozalski Tournament. BG at the half leads 16-13. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's halftime here at BG High School, and welcome into our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, sponsored by Marabito. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Boy, we've enjoyed some nice warm weather here for the holidays, but you know that cold and snow is coming back, so call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. At the half, it's BG leading visiting Windsor 16-13. Kind of a low-scoring first half for BG, who is known to put up anywhere between 15 to 20 points in a quarter pretty easily. But a lot of their shots just not falling, and that's going to happen from time to time. And if they continue to shoot, they're getting the right looks, running through the offense, getting the ball inside. Morgan Bullis, Megan Palmatier had several close looks that just didn't fall. Rolled around the entire rim, bounced out, rattled out, all of those things, and eventually those are going to start to fall. Good news is, if you're a BG fan, you're still leading here at the half, 16-13. A very good and quality program here this year for BG, and the future looks bright. A very strong JV program as well. They won 38-29 over Windsor as well earlier today, so the BG JV girls will be in the championship here of the 37th annual Kozalski tournament. And the BG varsity girls trying to get back to the championship game and repeat as they won the tournament here last year in 2013. Quickly, let's run through the scoring summary. First for Windsor, they have 13 points. That comes from 1 point, Cassie Hastings, 1 point for Amina Muhammad, 3 points for Abby White, and 4 for Brittany Kay, 4 for Emily Sisson. It was really foul shooting that was the Achilles heel for the Lady Black Knights in that first half, as they could easily be up 3, maybe 4 points, if my math is correct, if they had made all their free throws. On the other side for BG, with 16 points as a team, Marissa Thornton with 2, Katie Barber with 4, Darcy McGilligott with 2, Megan Palmatier, just a freshman, leads the way with 6 points, her senior sister, Taylor Palmatier, with just 2. But Taylor Palmatier has had the best looks out of anybody. She's had a couple of wide-open jumpers in the corner, just really haven't gone down. And if she continues to shoot, she averages over 10 points a game. We know those will continue to fall. We're going to step away here for just a couple of minutes. We'll come back, get you set for the second half. Of course, our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Call them today at 563-HEAT. I'm Nate Lowell. Halftime score, BG leads Windsor 16-13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It's halftime here between BG and Windsor. Girls basketball action, holiday tournament time here at BG High School, 37th annual Kozalski tournament, and BG leads 16-13. Some other tournaments that you're going to want to keep your eye on here. Of course, this tournament will finish up on Monday with a championship game at 8 o'clock. There will be several other good tournaments to keep an eye on, and we can update you on the Cooperstown tournament, which started last night, finishes up tonight. Cooperstown, Edmiston, Unitego, and Cobleskill Richmondville in that boys' tournament, the Dick White Christmas tournament up in Cooperstown. Cooperstown defeated Edmiston, and Cobleskill Richmondville defeated Unitego despite 20 points from Tanner Winchester last night. So Edmiston and Unitego will be in the consolation game tonight up in Cooperstown. Cooperstown will take on Cobleskill Richmondville there in the Dick White Christmas Tournament. Other games that you're going to want to check out, we will have the championship game on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. of the Unadilla Valley Tournament. That's a boys and girls tournament played on the 27th, the 29th, and the 30th. They have an odd number of girls teams. One team pulled out, so they're just kind of doing a round-robin thing. But the boys tournament on the 29th, Oneonta plays Sherburne Earlville at 6, and then UV plays Oxford at 7:45. And then on the 30th, the Varsity Boys Championship will be at 8 p.m. That's a game we'll have right here on WCDL. That could turn out to be a good one. And on at 4:30 on the 30th, if you want to go check out Unadilla Valley, they take on Sherburne Earlville. All the girls' teams, since there's only three, just playing each other in that tournament. So they will take on the Marauders there of SE at 4:30 on the 30th. If you want to check out some Class D boys basketball, head over to the Pat Grasso tournament on Monday and Tuesday. Three really quality teams, Lawrence, South Courtright, and Milford, all great boys Class D teams. Hancock also in that tournament. On the 29th, Hancock plays Milford at 5. Lawrence plays South Courtright at 7:30. And then on the 30th, the consolation game is at 6, and 7:30 is the championship game there. So a full slate of games you could go check out if you want to here coming up. And, of course, we'll have the championship game of the UV Boys Tournament here at 8 o'clock on Tuesday on CDO. We'll step away one last time. We'll come right back and get you set for the second half on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
You're here tonight on WCDO girls basketball action as we get set for the second half, just underway between Windsor and BG. BG on top 16-13. The winner will take on Whitney Point in the championship game here at BG on Monday night. Windsor will hold possession for the start of the second half. They go right to left there in the black with the white and gold trim. Shot is up and off the mark there for Emily Sisson. BG in the white with the navy blue trim says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. They pull it down, and they'll work it to the left side as they go left to right against the 2-3 zone. Windsor sticking with that here on defense. Here's Rebecca Reyes down in low for Palmateer, and then passing one off for Morgan Bullis. And Morgan Bullis up and good. Her first 2 points of the night gives the BG an 18-13 lead as she gets that left-handed layup with 7:06 to go in the third quarter. Looks like an early foul here on BG and Katie Barber. So Barber will come to the bench. She has 2 fouls. And checking back in is Abby Selfridge. So 7:06 to go, third quarter. BG comes right out with a shot by Morgan Bullis. They now lead 18-13, start of the third quarter. Windsor going right to left. They inbounds from the far side, going up against this man-to-man defense now here that BG is throwing at them. Shot there for Windsor for Balachick is no good, and Reyes comes back the other way down the right wing. Bounce pass is picked off, and we got some end-to-end action here, folks, as Windsor back the other way, up off the glass. Shot is no good for Emily Sisson, and pulled right back down by Morgan Bullis of BG. She crosses the logo at half court. Finds Taylor Palmateer back to Reyes, who we have not seen hit a three-pointer tonight, and that is usually her bread and butter. To the right side. Now inside for Palmateer, and up and good. A game-high 8 points for Megan Palmateer. A beautiful entry pass there from Abby Selfridge. And it's a 7-point ball game here with 6:20 to go, third quarter, BG on top of Windsor. Windsor back the other way. A deep three skims off the front of the rim there for Emily Sisson, and BG comes away with the rebound as they lead 20-13. And here's Reyes into the front court, top of the key, and into the right corner. Shot is up off the mark. No good there from Taylor Palmateer, who is obviously frustrated. Just can't seem to buy a bucket here tonight. And ball knocked out of play. Will stay with the Lady Bobcats. And Rebecca Reyes will look to inbound the ball underneath the basket. Finds Morgan Bullis. Shot is up off the back rim. No good. Windsor cleans up the mess on the rebound, and off to the races they go. 5:50 to go, third quarter. And into the front court as Windsor goes right to left. Bullis playing good defense. Windsor tries to get off a shot there with Emily Sisson. No good. And Rebecca Reyes comes away with the rebound. Trying to go coast to coast. Instead, will pull it out. Reyes is at the top of the key. To the near side for Palmateer. Palmateer works it to Palmateer down and low. We had a little Taylor to Megan connection there, and she's fouled as she goes up for the layup, and we'll have a whistle. They'll actually send Morgan Bullis to the line here as Palmateer passed off at the last minute, and Bullis took the shot. 5:31 to go, third quarter. First shot is up and no good for Morgan Bullis, so it remains a 20-13 lead here for BG over Windsor. 5:31 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Holiday Hoops on CDO. Second shot for Morgan Bullis of BG is up and good. She has 3 points, and BG extends their lead to 21-13. So BG on a little 5-0 run to start the third quarter here after leading at halftime by 3. Sisson with another long shot. That's 3 straight possessions that Sisson has taken a shot here for Windsor off the mark. And Bullis back into the front court for Reyes. And now for Taylor Palmateer. In for Bullis. Turnaround shot up no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Morgan Bullis not afraid to shoot here. The senior 5'9 forward wearing number 14 will head back to the charity stripe to try to increase this lead. If she can make both shots, this would be a double-digit lead here for BG with 5:10 to go, third quarter. First shot is up and good for Morgan Bullis. She now has 4 points. Checking back into the game for Windsor here is Amina Muhammad. She comes in for Emily Sisson, and I'm sure that Samantha Driscoll just wants to get Sisson out. She's one of their leading scorers. Give her a little bit of a break. Second shot is up and good for Morgan Bullis. She now has 5 points, and it is a 10-point lead for BG, 23-13. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Crossing half court for Windsor is Haley Balachick, but she is fouled on the play. Ball will be out of bounds at half court on the far side. Third foul on the night on Rebecca Reyes. She will have to be careful. It looks like Bob Conway might go to the bench and bring Marissa Thornton back in. With 4:55 to go in the third quarter. 10-point lead here for BG over Windsor. Tipped away. Windsor setting up against this man-to-man defense here. And we'll have a foul on the Bobcats. 23-13. And we'll see who Bob Conway comes in with. It will be Marissa Thornton checking back in for Rebecca Reyes. No points on the night for Reyes. Usually a big three-point threat. She has 10 three-pointers so far on the season. She is frustrated, as are a lot of the BG Bobcats here so far tonight. 4:49 to go, third quarter. 23-13 the score. As BG brings it on defense here in this man-to-man. Very active. 4:40 to go, third quarter. And Windsor working it around, trying to set up the offense here with 15 to go on the shot clock. And here is Balachick, drives to the hoop, and she will travel on the play, and possession will go back to BG. So Morgan Bullis will inbounds here to Marissa Thornton, and Thornton will bring it across half court. And to the left side as BG goes left to right on your radio dial, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Shot outside for Palmateer. This one's up and good. Taylor Palmateer now with 4 points, makes her first shot of the second half, and it's 25-13, the lead here for BG. And if Palmateer can get going and start hitting some of those outside shots, that would certainly be huge. A timeout here for Windsor on the floor, 4:12 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 25-13. Nice little run here as Windsor hasn't scored yet in the second half. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll step away. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:12 to go, third quarter. Welcome back, folks. Girls basketball action tonight here on CDO. BG leading visiting Windsor 25-13, third quarter. First round of the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament. As BG looking to repeat as they won the tournament last year, and they would face Whitney Point in the championship, the winner of this game will, and it was a tight game, but Windsor has not scored in this second half. Some good defense by BG, and the Lady Bobcats starting to hit their shots. Windsor with the ball, 11 seconds left on the shot clock as they will inbounds underneath their own basket, and they get it into Sisson, who's back in the game. Jumper is up and good. Emily Sisson leads the way for Windsor with 6 points, back to a 10-point ball game, 25-15, with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. BG taking their time now, not afraid to work some clock as they get into the right corner here for Megan Palmateer. Now to Taylor Palmateer, top of the key, working against the 2-3 zone. Windsor stuck with that all night. Down and low for Bullis. Nice dish off pass, up and good. Finds Marissa Thornton. She now has 4 points and an excellent little dish and drive from Morgan Bullis. And now a steal for BG on the press and a foul on Windsor with Haley Balachick. So 3:20 to go, third quarter. It's 27-15. BG on top here of Windsor, looking to get to the championship game of their own tournament. So BG will inbounds the ball with 3:15 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, they'll work it far side for Taylor Palmateer. Back, skips across the zone to Abby Selfridge. Shot is up and good, and she scores her first 2 points of the night. Shot from the right elbow, and BG leads 29-15 with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Shot for Windsor, and Sisson No good. Muhammad with the rebound up on the foul shot, or excuse me, up on the layup is fouled, and she'll go for some foul shots here at the line to try to give Windsor their first points of the second half. 2:56 to go, third quarter, and now BG will take a timeout. Head coach Bob Conway looking to draw something up here on the old whiteboard. We'll take a break as well. 2:56 to go, third quarter. BG on top 29-15 over visiting Windsor. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. And Amina Muhammad misses two foul shots here for Windsor, and they still have not scored in the second half. And it's 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Excuse me, they did score in the second half. Sisson did hit that jumper a minute ago. My apologies there. 29-15, 2:40 to go in this third quarter. But BG has really started to open things up here against Windsor. Here's Palmateer. Feeds it off. A shot for BG. Up and good. Darcy McGilligan now with 4 points. And BG leads 31-15 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Windsor going right to left. Down into the block. On the low post there, shot is up and no good for White, and rebounded by Morgan Bullis of BG. Bullis to the left side, passes it out to Taylor Palmateer. Shot from the outside is no good, actually airballs. Bullis with some good hustle and is able to actually pick it up, throw it off of Haley Balachick, out of bounds, and BG will hold on to possession. Well, now they're going to reverse it. Zebra Crew got together, had a little conference on that one, and the ball goes back to Windsor. Initially looked like a great play there by Bullis to make the save. 2:05 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 31-15. Into the front court, here comes Windsor. Quick shot by Balachick, up off the glass, and good. She got right to the foul line, stopped and popped, and it's good. So Haley Balachick with her first 2 points of the night. It's 31-17 with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. And to the far side for Palmateer. Palmateer leaves one off for McGilligan. Works it down in low, finds Bullis, and no, she'll travel. As Bullis got it in deep, looked like she was going to get fouled on the play, made the layup, but the travel is the call. So a minute 40 to go, third quarter, 31-17 the score. Quick moving game here tonight. BG starting to pull away in this third quarter, unless Windsor can get a little bit of a run going. And it's a steal from BG as Windsor brings it into the front court, down, up off the glass, and good for BG. Marissa Thornton with the steal. And the finish. She now has 6 points on the night. So a minute 15 to go, third quarter. BG leads 33-17, and another steal. Here's Morgan Bullis picking the pocket there, drives down the court, and she's fouled by Muhammad. And Amina Muhammad just got a little bit too much as she tried to go for the steal right back. And that will be 5 team fouls here in the second half on Windsor. 4 for BG as the Lady Bobcats lead 33-17 with a minute 12 to go in this third quarter. BG inbounds the ball at half court, feeding one off for Megan Palmateer. Finds Bullis, not afraid to get in the paint, takes a shot there up off the mark, but she's fouled on the play, and that's the 16th foul as Bullis will go to the line. And Morgan Bullis, with 5 points on the night, all coming in the second half, will step to the charity stripe here for the Lady Bobcats. First shot up and good, tickles the twine. It's 34-17, BG on top. Controlling this third quarter. I'd like to know what head coach Bob Conway said at the halftime speech. This team really looks motivated here third quarter. Bullis with the second foul shot up and good. She now has 7 points. BG is led by the team-high 8-point effort of Megan Palmatier, and Marissa Thornton has 6. Windsor back the other way. A shot from Sisson in the corner is no good. Rebounded by Megan Palmatier as BG leads 35-17. And here's Bullis down the court, up off the glass and no good, but again she's fouled and will go to the line. And head coach Samantha Driscoll unhappy with the positioning of her girls, not hustling back on defense is what she's telling them, as Bullis really just ran the length of the floor there, got inside for the layup, missed it, but will head to the line and makes the first foul shot. And so Bullis, now tied with Megan Palmatier for the team high in points with 8, steps to the charity stripe for number 2, up and good. So some good foul shooting here by Morgan Bullis. She has a team high 9, and BG has extended this lead. They lead 37-17 with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Windsor's having all sorts of trouble as Bullis with another steal, coast to coast, in for the right-handed layup, up and good. And Morgan Bullis is into double figures. She now has 11 with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. BG leads 39-17, and this is the Lady Bobcats team we know can come bring that pressure and really get out on the floor and run. I mean, Bullis is one of their tallest players, forward listed at 5'9", but she can dribble the floor just like a guard. 25 seconds to go in the quarter, and another steal here as Windsor inbounded from that far side, this one by Taylor Palmatier, and BG will play for the last shot of the quarter as the shot clock is off. They get the ball here to Marissa Thornton. Now to Bullis, who has had a great third quarter, but passes this one inside. It's tipped away, out of play, but possession will stay with the Lady Bobcats with 8 seconds to go in this third frame. And so Thornton will inbounds the ball underneath, gets it into Bullis. She's in the left corner, right back to Thornton, hands it back off to Bullis. She's inside, takes the shot, but will be fouled and actually traveled, so they will go with the travel call. Went up for that layup, got hacked on the arm, but took one too many steps. So Windsor will have 3 seconds to go the length of the floor. We'll see if they can get a shot off. Stepping in, a long three ball at the buzzer will be no good there from Abby White. So a great and successful third quarter here for BG. They lead 39-17. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Time for the fourth quarter here from BG High School, 37th Annual Kozalski Girls Basketball Tournament. And listen to this, folks. BG outscores Windsor 23-4 in the third quarter. It's a three-point game at the half, 16-13. And BG currently with a 39-17 lead. Again, outscoring Windsor 23-4 here in the third quarter. Really extending this lead out for the Lady Bobcats, but still 8 minutes to go. A lot of time left for Windsor to try to get back into this game, but the pressure from BG on defense has really been tough on the Lady Black Knights. 7:51 to go fourth quarter, as we'll have an early whistle just 9 seconds in, and we will have a foul here on Bainbridge-Guilford. Darcy McGilligan with the push, so Windsor will inbound underneath their own basket. Windsor going right to left on your radio dial, wearing the road black uniforms with the white and gold trim. BG goes left to right with the home whites and the navy blue trim, says Bobcats across the front of the uniform there for head coach Bob Conway's squad. So Windsor will inbounds underneath the basket. Haley Balachick will get it inside, but BG again active on defense, tipped away there by Marissa Thornton, and possession will stay with Windsor underneath the basket. 7:49 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top of Windsor, 39-17. a 23-4 third quarter, really putting things ahead here for BG. Windsor gets it in, and a shot by Hastings is off the mark, but she's fouled. And Cassie Hastings, the 10th grader, will head to the line. Only six girls dressed tonight here for Windsor. They have a much bigger roster, but for whatever reason here tonight, the Black Knights only with six dressed, and I think that has hurt them in the stretch here in the second half. Hastings with the first shot up and good. She now has 2 points on the night. Hastings for her second shot, trying to cut this lead back to 20. Off the front rim, no good. Ball comes back down. Muhammad, a turnaround shot up and good. Amina Muhammad now with 3 points, and it's 39-20. BG on top of visiting Windsor. Into the right corner. Shot is up and good. Banging it home is Darcy McGilligan. And the senior now with 6 points. Some real even scoring here for BG. Megan Palmateer with 8. Morgan Bullis with 11. And McGilligan and Thornton both with 6. As some of the top scorers here tonight for the Lady Bobcats. Again, another steal here by BG. Running the floor. Up off the glass. Good and fouled for Megan Palmateer. She's into double figures. She has 10 points. Just a nice outlet pass there from Thornton. Palmateer took it the rest of the way and was fouled. Rebecca Reyes back into the game. As Palmateer now with 10 points steps to the line. Also checking back in here for BG is Abby Selfridge. Coming in for Taylor Palmateer. 43-20. BG is on top of visiting Windsor here. The winner of this contest will get Whitney Point on Monday night in the championship contest at 8 p.m. here at BG. Foul shot is up and no good for Megan Palmateer. Off the front rim, Windsor comes back the other way. Shot up off the glass and good. Haley Balachick will make it, and she now has 4 points. Windsor looks to be in a little bit better of a spot here to start the fourth quarter, as they seem to be in better rhythm than in the third quarter where things got away from them. BG leads 43-22. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Morgan Bullis with 11 points for BG. Drives the left baseline, shot up, no good. Windsor back the other way into the front court as they go right to left. They kick it back to the top of the key, working it around against this tough man-to-man defense that BG continues to stay in. Shot to the far side is no good. Rebound for Windsor and a foul here on BG. This one will go against Abby Selfridge. So that will be the seventh team foul here on BG. So Selfridge will step to the line for a 1-1. 18 fouls on Windsor. So we're going to have foul shots the rest of the way. Now checking in will be Casey Davis coming in for Morgan Bullis. Davis seeing her first action tonight. 5'9 senior wearing number 13. 6:31 to go, fourth quarter. Windsor trying to cut into this BG lead. Shot from the foul line is up and good off the 1-1 for Cassie Hastings. She now has 3 points on the night. 44-22, BG on top of Windsor. And the second shot is up and good, so makes both foul shots there, does Hastings. And it's 43-24 with 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Here's Reyes. Right side as BG goes left to right. They work it for McGilligan. Trying to skip it across this 2-3 zone. McGilligan still looking for the pass. Instead, we'll pass it back up top of the zone. Now for Reyes. Reyes into the right corner for Davis. Back out front with 5 on the shot clock. They're going to have to hustle to get the shot off. They will. Glances off the front of the rim. Shot was no good for Selfridge, and Windsor comes back the other way after scooping up the rebound. Driving to the hole, up and no good for the Black Knights. There was Haley Balachick, and the rebound bounces out of play, and possession will go back here to BG. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top, 43-24. Great holiday hoops here, as it's our first time checking out BG this season. We'll have plenty more BG boys and girls games throughout the season, as well as MAC and Tri-Valley League games. Just check out our schedule at WCDOsports.com. That's where we'll have our full schedule of games that we'll be doing over the next couple of weeks. Here's Reyes for 3, left corner. That one's no good, as she finally got free for an open look. Windsor in transition, shot up and off the mark there for Balachick, and a rebound by Casey Davis. Well done for BG. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 43-24, BG on top. And to the right wing. Here for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge with a shot, no good. picks up her own rebound. Shot is up, but she's fouled, and Selfridge will go to the line. And so the foul there is on Amina Mohammed. Nice job by Selfridge, taking the initial shot and then picking up her own rebound. Selfridge, wearing number 11, just an eighth grader, 5'6 guard. Seeing some quality minutes here today for Bob Conway. Shot is up and good for Selfridge. She now has 3 points. And checking back into the contest here will be Megan Ferrara for BG, coming in for Megan Palmatier, who has 10 points. Not sure if her night will be over here or not, as she has a couple of quick words here with head coach Bob Conway. Selfridge, second shot up and good. So she makes both foul shots. She now has 4. 5:08 to go, fourth quarter. BG holding on to a 45-24 lead. And Windsor will bring it into the front court here, going right to left on your radio dial. A 3-point game at halftime really ballooned in the third quarter when BG outscored Windsor 23-4. And a steal here by Selfridge, but lost it right back and then picks up the foul. And we'll have a whistle with 4:53 to go in the fourth. 45-24, the score here. A great steal there by Selfridge, who will actually pick up her 5th foul of the night here, and she will be done with 4 points. So a good learning lesson there for Abby Selfridge, wearing number 11. An 8th grader fouls out here with 4 points tonight, but a scrappy effort and really helped lead to a lot of those steals, which helped BG out so much in the third quarter. And the foul shot is up and no good here for Windsor. That was Cassie Hastings who missed. BG pulls down the rebound. Here's Rebecca Reyes, far side from McGilligan. Shot just inside the 3-point line is no good. Windsor comes down with the rebound, and a travel call will be here on Amina Mohammed. 4:39 to go, fourth quarter. 45-24, Windsor with only 6 girls dressed here tonight. And I think that has certainly hurt them in the second half as BG continues to go to the bench and just continue to roll players out who can step in. And just a great part of the offense here for Bob Conway as he can insert several players and feel very comfortable with how they're going to play on the floor. Here's Reyes for 3, right corner, shot up and good. Rebecca Reyes with her first points of the night. That's a 3-pointer. She now has 11 3-pointers on the season. Deadly from downtown is the sophomore. 48-24, BG on top of Windsor, looking for a date in Monday night's championship game. Windsor going right to left. They drive to the hole, but a foul on the play. And it looks like Haley Balachek will go back to the line. First foul of the night on BG's Megan Ferrara. 4:19 to go, fourth quarter. Ferrara with her first foul, and Windsor steps to the line, and Balachek nails the first shot. She now has 5 points. 49-25 is the score. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. BG holding on to the lead here as several members of the bench who did not see action in the first half are in now for BG, including Shayla Baldwin and Megan Ferrara. And now BG setting it up on offense here, working it around, but knocked away by Windsor. And a foul on the play on BG. It will be on Rebecca Reyes. And so Windsor, now in the double bonus, they will be shooting 2 shots for the rest of the contest here. As both teams getting into some foul trouble here in the second half, but again, BG just extending that lead with some good pressure in the third quarter. And they still lead 48-25 with 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And stepping to the line after missing the first shot here, Balachek with the second one, up and good. So Haley Balachek now with 6 points, tied for the team lead with Emily Sisson. They both have 6. Brittany Kay and Cassie Hastings both with 4 for Windsor. On the other side, Morgan Bullis with 11 and Megan Palmatier with 10 to lead BG. Several players with 6 and 4. And into the left corner, BG working it around, 10 on the shot clock. Here's Reyes into the paint, kicks it back out. Long shot here is off the front rim for Shayla Baldwin. And Windsor back the other way in transition, down the right wing, up off the glass, and no good. Somehow rattled out, thought it was going to go down for an and one. Reyes with the foul, but Haley Balachek right back to the line here for the Windsor Lady Black Knights. So 3:30 to go, fourth quarter. And now, second player fouling out here tonight is Rebecca Reyes. And so we'll see who Bob Conway puts into the contest here. Looks like He will substitute junior Brittany Spake into the game for her first action of the evening for BG. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top of Windsor, 48-26. BG looking for a nice win here over Windsor from the stack. Always a tough team. BG just with a really solid third quarter to pull away. Balachek makes the first foul shot. She now has 7. And the second foul shot up and good, so she has a team-high 8 points. And Windsor would like a timeout here with 3.5 to go. BG leads 48-28, and the Lady Black Knights will talk things over. We'll step away here. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter, live from BG High School in Bainbridge. As the Lady Bobcats lead visiting Windsor 48-28 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And now a foul here on Bainbridge-Guilford, and Windsor has had plenty of chances at the line in the second half, but a 23-4 third quarter has been the difference here for BG tonight as they lead by 20. Stepping to the line for Windsor will be Abby White, and her first shot is off the mark. White with 3 points so far on the night. Stepping to the line, her second shot is up off the front rim, rebounded here by BG's Brittany Spake, fresh into the game, and an outlet pass, and here come the Lady Bobcats, looking for a championship date Monday night, 8 o'clock, as they will look to take on Whitney Point, who defeated Marathon in the first round game here today. Windsor back in transition, up off the glass, no good, rebound will be a jump ball. Nice rebound there by Darcy McGilligott, who has stepped in. McGilligott, the senior, 5'4 guard with 6 points here tonight. And the possession arrow gives the ball back to BG. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter, and they lead 48-20, but a steal here by Haley Balachek. She's down the length of the floor for Windsor, up off the glass, and good. And Balachek now with 10 points on the night. It's an 18-point lead here for BG. Coming up on 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 48-30 is the score. BG working it around. McGilligott for three, right side, as BG goes left to right, off the mark, no good. Windsor back the other way, as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here's Sisson for three, off the front rim, rebounded by the Bobcats. And an outlet pass here by Megan Ferrara. Down the floor, shot up off the glass for Shayla Baldwin, the junior. No good. Rebound on the floor, kicked out of bounds, and possession will go, it looks like, to Windsor. Oh, actually, there'll be a foul on the play. And so Windsor will head down to the charity stripe with a minute 57 to go in the fourth quarter. 48-30 is the score. BG looking to improve their overall record to 4-2 if they can hang on for the win here tonight against Windsor and advance back to the championship game where they won the tournament last year. Shot is up and good. So Haley Balachek now with 11 points. And boy, she has just had a free-for-all from the free throw line here in the second half. She's really gotten into a nice rhythm, and I jinxed her there. She misses the second shot. And we'll have a jump ball off the rebound. Possession will stay with the Lady Black Knights. 1:54 to go, fourth quarter. 48-31. Windsor trailing, BG on the road here. Girls hoops action tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Nice up and under move here for Windsor, and it's good. Excellent play there for Brittany Kay. She now has 6 points, and it's 48-33 with a minute 40 to go. Windsor trying to do everything they can to claw back into this contest. And they'll get the ball quickly back, but BG looking to steal it away. And this will be a foul here on Windsor. So let me just recap that one for you. Windsor stole it. BG then stole it right back. Windsor tried to steal it again, and a foul. And heading down to the charity stripe here for BG will be Cassie Davis after being fouled by Brittany Kay. So Davis will step to the line for the first time tonight, looking for her first point. Shot is up and no good with a minute 38 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top, 48-33. Second shot coming here for Casey Davis. Davis up and off the back rim. Windsor with the rebound. So we come up on 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Going to want to make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show here tonight, folks, as well. Windsor working it down to the left block, no good. Back out for Sisson. Three ball off the rim. And rebound for BG. We'll give away our three awards, defense, offense, and all-purpose. So definitely make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show right after this contest. A minute 10 to go, fourth quarter, and BG ahead 48-33. Ball into the backcourt, and BG picks it up there. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock as the Lady Bobcats go left to right. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Turnaround shot by Casey Davis. They got it into the paint, no good. Rebound, bouncing around on the floor, comes back out to half court where Windsor will come away with it. Down the left side, up off the glass, no good. And another rebound here for Windsor, and they'll miss the second. And now the third layup is missed as well, but this time Sisson is fouled. So Sisson missed the first layup. Balachick missed the second one. Sisson cleaned up the mess again and missed the third layup, but that time was fouled with 43 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So Sisson will head to the charity stripe here with 6 points. And she'll miss the first shot, and visibly frustrated here. One of the leading scorers here for this Windsor club. And she was hot early in the first half, banging down a couple of jumpers early, but since then has gone cold here for the Black Knights. Second shot is up and good for Emily Sisson. She now has 7. 43 seconds to go, and BG leads 48-34. Inbounds pass to McGilligan to the near side for Baldwin. Back up to McGilligan with 35 seconds to go as BG goes left to right on your radio dial, but a steal by Windsor, and we'll have a foul on the play again on Bainbridge-Guilford. 33 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So we won't have the championship game for you here on Monday night because we'll be over in Unadilla Valley on Tuesday night, taking care of the boys' championship game over there, as that will be a great holiday tournament to check out as we try to go around and give you a little flavor of all the local tournaments before we get back into regular season play. Sisson makes her first foul shot, so she now has 8 points, and it's 48-35. Second shot coming for Windsor is up, and the iron unkind there to the Lady Black Knights, and ball rolls out of bounds off the rebound back to BG with 30 seconds exactly to go fourth quarter. So BG will walk it up for maybe one last possession, but it's stolen away by Windsor. Ball on the floor. And driving to the hoop is Balachek, and she is fouled, and she'll head back to the line. So Windsor not giving up to the final whistle, and that is always great to see. Some good competitive spirit on both sides here tonight with 24.3 to go. BG on top, 48-35. First shot is up and no good. Off the front rim there for Balachek, who really has led this fourth quarter charge for Windsor, as they've been pretty active, tried to put the pressure on with the press, but just too big of a hole to dig out of. Second shot is up and no good. Bounces off of a BG player and out of bounds, so Windsor will hold on to the ball with 23.5 to go. Inbounds pass stolen right back, though, by BG. And then taken right back by Windsor. Game of hot potato out there as they get it back to Balachek. She goes up and scores, so Balachek now with 13 points. 10 seconds to go in the contest, and BG leads 48-37. Shot is no good on the far side for McGilligan, and we'll have a jump ball with 5 seconds to go. Possession will stay here with BG. So it will be BG and Whitney Point in the championship game on Monday night, and it will be Windsor. They get the ball in here. We'll update you on that in a second. Shot is blocked here at the buzzer, and BG will hold on to win 48-37. So you'll have BG and Whitney Point in the championship game on Monday night, and you'll have Windsor taking on Marathon in the consolation game here at the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. And the times on those games on Monday night, in case you're wondering, 3:45 is the varsity consolation game, 8 o'clock is the varsity championship game here on Monday night, all girls action at this tournament. So the final score, 48-37. BG defeats visiting Windsor, first round of the Kozalski Tournament. We'll come back and give away our awards. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. BG defeats Windsor here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. And we'll quickly run through our scoring summary here tonight as BG wins 48-37, a 23-4 fourth quarter, or third quarter, really the difference after it was a three-point game at the half. For Windsor, they are led by Haley Balachick with 13 points, Cassie Hastings with 4, Amina Mohammed with 3, Abby White with 3, Brittany Kay with 6, and Emily Sisson with 8 for the total there of 37 points here tonight. The total of 48 for BG, really even balanced scoring across the board. 8th grader Abby Selfridge with 4 points, Marissa Thornton with 6 points, Morgan Bullis is the high scorer for BG with 11, Katie Barber with 4, Darcy McGilligan with 6, Rebecca Reyes with 3, Megan Palmatier with 10, and Taylor Palmatier with 4 for a total of 48. Again, the final score here tonight, 48-37. BG advances to the championship game. They will get Whitney Point on Monday night, Windsor and Marathon in the consolation game. Let's do our three awards here tonight on the broadcast. First is the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. This award tonight goes to Morgan Bullis of BG. Thought she was really active in that third quarter when BG put the press back on. A lot of her points, team-high 11, came from steals where she was able to pick it up at half court and go in for some easy uncontested layups. Also was very good from the foul line. Morgan Bullis, our NBT Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award recipient tonight. We'll do the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award next. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. That goes to Megan Palmatier of Bainbridge-Guilford, just a freshman, with 10 points here tonight. I thought when BG was struggling early on, she was able to kind of transition in from her guard spot, get into the paint, get to the high post, catch some of those passes, get up and score. And I thought that was really huge for BG. That allowed them to kind of open up there in the first half and early in the second half as well. So Megan Palmateer, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Darcy McGilligan here tonight for Bainbridge Guilford. I thought she wasn't a starter, but came in and she hit a jumper in the first quarter, which really ignited BG, helped out a lot. She finished with 6 points. I thought she was key in the press, good on defense, and just made buckets when she needed to here tonight. So Darcy McGilligan gets her ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. So again, the final tonight, BG wins 48-37. They advance to the championship game here of their own tournament to take on Whitney Point on Monday night. We'll be back on the air Tuesday night here on CDO at 7:45 with an 8 o'clock tip-off, as it will be the Unadilla Valley Boys Championship game over in their tournament. The matchups aren't set yet, but going to be some good teams over in that tournament, so no matter who is there, we will certainly have it for you here on CDO. A big thank you to BG Athletics for letting us come down here for the 37th annual Kozalski Tournament, and also to Joe Gardner back in Sydney in the studios. Can't do it without him. Again, the final, 48-37, BG defeats Windsor. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.